यस्य सर्वे समारंभः कामसंकल्पकर्जितः ज्ञानाग्निदग्धकर्माणम् तमाहो पंडितं बुधः। यस्य सर्वे समारंभः, बाय हूज, यस, इन हूज सर्वे समारंभ, समारंभ इज एंडेवर्स, वन हूज एंडेवर्स, ऑल ऑफ वन हूज एंडेवर्स आर काम संकल्प वर्जितः, आर फ्रीड फ्रॉम द डिजायर फॉर ग्रेटिफिकेशन। काम संकल्प, ज्ञान अग्नि दग्ध कर्माणम, ज्ञान अग्नि, द फायर ऑफ नॉलेज, दग्ध ज्ञान, कर्माणम, दग्ध इज बर्न्ड, कर्माणम इज कर्म, सो हियर द वर्ड कर्म रेफर्स टू फ्रूटिव रिएक्शंस, कर्मिक रिएक्शंस बेसिकली। तमाहु पंडितं बुधः, बाय पंडित सच ए पर्सन इज कंसिडर्ड बुधः, बाय द वाइज सच ए पर्सन इज कंसिडर्ड लर्नड, सो द रेकरेंस ऑफ द वर्ड बुधः एंड पंडिता कैन लीड टू सम कंफ्यूजन, बट एसेंशियली इट इज दैट समटाइम्स सम पीपल आर कंसिडर्ड वेरी वाइज, बट द पर्सन सेल्फ डजंट नो हु इज वाइज। It's like if a person who is illiterate says, oh, that person is a scholar of English literature. Well, that person may just be knowing a little bit of English literature. And somebody may think, oh, that person is a scholar because he doesn't know what actually scholarship is. So that's why Buddhaha, those who know, consider such a person to be Pandita. That is important. Buddhaha. Now, the word Buddha and the word Pandita both will come again in the Bhagavad Gita several times. Most famously in 5.18, Pandita will come, where it refers to Panditah Samadarshinah, one who sees the Atma Tattva everywhere. And again, here we will see that the word Buddha comes also in many places, especially in 10.8. Where it says, Iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvitaha. Let those who understand aham sarvasya prabhu mattah sarvam pravartate. That I am the source of everything and everything emanates from me. Such a person becomes buddha, and that person worships me with or devotes himself to me with all his heart, all the emotions of the heart. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. So here the point being made is that yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjitaha. Now, yasya sarve, one whose all desires, samarambha, attempts. It's interesting, Krishna doesn't say one who gives up all attempts. So Krishna is clearly not endorsing inaction over here. He is simply stating that one whose all whose attempts, samarambha, kama sankalpa varjitaha, they are freed from the endeavor, from the desire. Kama sankalpa. Now in one sense, kama and sankalpa could mean the same thing. But sankalpa is more of a stronger desire, a resolution. So, kama sankalpa means the resolution for sense gratification, resolution for kama, for material desire. So, one who is free from kama sankalpa, varjitaha, such a person. So, when one works with material desires, then there is always the profit loss calculation. And then when the chances of loss seem far greater than the chances of profit, one starts feeling, what is the point of working over here? What is the point of doing anything? But sometimes one needs to work for a higher cause irrespective of failure or success. And the higher cause is pleasure of Krishna. The higher cause is realization of the soul. So essentially the point is that Krishna is talking about this higher principle over here, and he is guiding us towards that higher principle by telling us that such a person who works like this is situated at a higher level of reality, a higher level of consciousness, higher level of intelligence. So working for that selfless motive is what leads to jnana agni dagdha karmanam. The knowledge that I am not the body, I am the soul. And the knowledge that I am here to realize the soul. So here, Krishna has not elaborately talked about the Atma Tattva. But he's not talked about the Bhagavat Tattva elaborately. He's not, although he's talked a little bit in the verses from 5 to 15. But Jnana Agni, so knowledge can be of Atma, it can be Atma in relationship with Bhagwan, whatever. But that knowledge, Dagdha Karmanam. At this stage, Krishna is still talking about Karma Yoga primarily, although these principles can apply to Bhakti Yoga also. Essentially, the fire of knowledge burns the karmic reactions. So, why? Because what brings reaction is intention, not action. If the intention is self-centered, then definitely there will be karmic reactions. If there is no self-centered intention, there are no karmic reactions. So, Krishna is telling that if one acts in knowledge, knowing oneself to be Atma, and does not act for material desires, one is Kama Sankalpa Varjitaha, then Jnana Agni Dagdha Karmanam. Then the fruity reaction, the karmic reactions will be burned by the fire of karma. Now, for most people living in today's world, this whole concept is incomprehensible. In the sense that people think, what is this whole idea of burning karmic reactions? What is this idea of working for, working without fruity motive? How can you work without any fruity motive? Because they don't understand the spiritual dimension of life at all. That's why if we have to decide or evaluate, we have to evaluate according to standards of those who know, not according to standards of those who don't know. So common people may consider something to be good and something else to be bad, but especially in a field which requires deep knowledge, there one has to actually consider the opinion, one has to consider the stands taken by the learned. So that's why tam ahu panditam buddhaha. Which person is called as a pandita by the buddhaha. The wise people recognize that such a person is special. This person is not ordinary. This person is a panditaha. So the Bhagavatam also has a famous verse which says that samsutaha purushaha pashu shavitvaraho shtrapari samsutaha purushabhasu yadnayat karana pathopeto jatu nama gadagrajaha. That men who are hogs, dogs, camels and asses, such people praise others who are bigger dogs, hogs, camels and asses. Or they praise those in whose ears the glories of gadagrajaha, the Lord who holds the gada, his glories are not entered. So essentially what the Bhagavatam is stating is that ignorant people glorify other ignorant people. And despite their mutual glorification, they cannot save themselves from their inglorious destination. But if we recognize that the wise know what is the truth, and then we follow the standards given by the wise, then we are on the path to illumination, to liberation, to real growth. And Krishna is urging us to follow that standard. In Arjuna's context, it is Arjuna, don't simplistically think that somebody who renounces the world is actually on the path to liberation, and somebody who stays engaged in the world is on the path to bondage. That is the vision of the uninformed. But the vision of the truly informed is that one who is unselfishly motivated, that person is on the path to liberation. Whether that person is engaged, whatever the person's engagement externally, even if that person is engaged in an activity like war, that person is unselfishly motivated, That is the person who is learned, and this is the vision of the true knowers. And Arjuna, you should act according to the vision of the true knowers. Act like a learned and take up your responsibility of fighting in the war. Thank you.